Fiction File fans, welcome to the Fiction File News Roundup for November 2nd, 2020. My name is Corrine Asbell, and I'm the managing editor of FictionFile.com. We're trying out a bit of a new format here today, but don't worry, the podcast style you know and hopefully love has not gone away. We're just planning on sneaking in a new format like this one here and there. Now, be sure to head to the Fiction File page on Facebook to let us know what you think. We really do appreciate the feedback. Screen legend Sir Sean Connery died on Halloween at the age of 90. The actor was responsible for some of the big screen's biggest roles, including James Bond. The Scottish actor is arguably considered the best of the Bonds, appearing in 7 of the 26 007 films. Theater chain AMC reports a more than 90% revenue loss in its third quarter. Loss totals climbed to $905.8 million. To compare to the same quarter of last year, 2019, the net loss was a paltry $54.8 million. Needless to say, the drastic upheaval of the worldwide COVID-19 pandemic is largely to blame. With the holiday season fast approaching, we're seeing an influx of new toys from some of our favorite IPs. McFarlane Toys announced recently that it plans to launch a series of toys specifically inspired by The Witcher's Netflix TV series. Lego has also just announced a first-ever run of bricks inspired by the long-lived children's show Sesame Street. And, of course, what holiday can be complete without Baby Yoda toys? Lego also announced a set for the child. Hasbro has announced some new Mandalorian additions to its Black Series line of figures. Cara Dune, The Mandalorian, IG-11, and a couple of Imperial Troopers will be available for this holiday season. Zack Snyder's director's cut of the Justice League had a trailer, but then it got pulled due to copyright complaints over use of Leonard Cohen's original version of the song Hallelujah. Hasbro has announced that it is in the early stages of development on a live-action Dungeons & Dragons series. It might be a smart move due to the explosion of popularity following the game's stream of content updates for its 5th edition rule set, including Tasha's Cauldron of Everything, the newest supplement to come out of Wizards of the Coast. Let's hope it fares as well, or better than the Dungeons & Dragons movie now slated for 2022. In an attempt to reignite the fandom, dubbed the Alita Army, theaters re-released Alita Battle Angel on October 30th. A GoGet funding campaign raised $1,587 in its first hour for a billboard in Florida, in an attempt to draw attention from the House of Mouse. It also boosted the signal of its YouTube trailer and funneled its cash overflow into the charity Feeding America. Fans are making sure their voices are heard, and they are screaming for a sequel. And that's all of the news that we thought you'd like to know. If we forgot something, or plain just didn't know about it, let us know by sending us an email at yourfriends@fictionfile.com. And if you like getting snackable little tidbits like this, be sure to subscribe or follow us on your favorite podcast app. And rate and review us. We want your feedback, both constructively negative and positive. Until next time, this has been Corrine Asbell, and I'm wishing you guys a fare thee well to all lovers of fiction.